Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Assalamu alaikum. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. And I apologize for this terrible, terrible situation here. I found out I was trying to sign. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm sorry for this mishap that I had here. I was trying to, after I had called you and asked you if you and Quran could please come for me for the first hour when I did try and get in. Couldn't get in because my McAfee said that I was not protected and they was blocking me in every which way from getting in. When you need to re-up and you're not protected, they're going to do whatever they can to get that money out of you, seems like. So I ended up paying $124.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So I had to pay $124 in order to get, they said I had been unprotected for 11 days. I'm not agreeing with that, but I couldn't do anything tonight but go on and get back, you know, get on, you know, and try to make sure that I got on. So I went on and paid the $124.
Yes, ma'am.
I went on and paid that. And I know I wasn't 11 days late signing, re-signing, because I had gotten a contract for 2 years. You know, and then they told me the last week that my internet had been hacked. The big old sign came up saying I've been hacked. And the same thing happened with my telephone with that, so I called. Oh, it was such a mess.
Did they credit you anything for that?
Credit me anything for what? On Apple or on the phone, on the computer?
Said your phone was hacked, right?
Computer as well as my phone was hacked.
Yeah.
I got my phone situation straightened out with Apple. That's who I have my iPhone with. And with the computer, you know, you have to sell that with who you have your services with, which was AT&T, which we changed it into not too long ago. Because Akbar City was expensive, was charging us too much, and we had the iPhone. So it's just been some trying time with me tonight, and I had to pray for patient prayer and perseverance. But I was about to go off on the phone. I said it's not going to help me none. It's getting me more frustrated. So I might as well just try and calm myself down. So praise be to Allah. Excuse me, bless you. Get that took care of. Huh.
Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. It's fixed now. It's fixed now. I hope I did everything right. It's about time for another computer, too. I know that, but golly, I didn't think for just to coke out on me like that. Okay. I don't know. I guess, y'all couldn't do anything because I couldn't even sign in.
No, we couldn't do nothing but listen to the music.
Listen to the music. And I did send Brother Hameen a text because his phone was, what did they say? He couldn't get no message. His phone, messengers was full.
So you couldn't even get through. He wasn't accepting. Yeah.
Right. Wasn't accepting anything because I called him before I even called y'all. But then I'm going to call him back and let him know that I had asked y'all and y'all had consented to it. But then I thought I tried to tune in to this here computer. Then that's when I found out I couldn't do nothing with it either because I had to pay for that McAfee for protection.
Right.
Because I didn't think that crash, they talk about how those crashes and all that kind of stuff and viruses and all that stuff are just things that computers and all. So I said, well, okay, I'll just go on and try to see what I can do. So I ignored it. They showed me.
Yeah.
They made a believe out of me. It was hacked. They're trying to get to you. They sure are. They are really trying to get to you. And I had asked earlier people do it for me, you know, because I got a late start with trying to fix something for dinner. And then, you know, not feeling well myself, health-wise, not feeling well. My stomach was tore a little bit. So anyway, even with that, I could have still sat here and jumped up and run to the bathroom if I had to. But lost it. No, you just do one thing at a time. Now you just sit down here and get this together or get some help. Yes, Allah is the best. Allah is the best. Alhamdulillah. But I appreciate y'all wanting to do that for me. And I pray that God will understand, even though I couldn't get him.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yeah. You're glad Jesse made it stuck in there, by you.
Yes, sir.
Stuck in there.
Yeah, what CJ was saying, yeah, we just can listen to the news every time I think about turning them off. You know, I said, not going to come on. It's after 7:30, and I go 8 o'clock. But then, you know, like I said, stay there, listen to the music. Like CJ said, we just listen to the news.
Oh, CJ. <Suja. laughs> So at least you can be able to tell if I come on tonight at all. If anybody was able to get on tonight, well, that's a blessing. I said to myself, once everything got straightened out and I see that I could get myself in, then I said, well, I have no more problems. I guess everything is took care of. Everything turned out okay. I said, I might as well run on and see what the end's going to be.
That's right.
I'm tired, though. I'm tired. That took a lot out of me because I had to pose to have some self-control. Yeah.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
How you doing, Sister Sharifa?
I'm glad that you did make it on. And I'm glad they kept playing the music.
That's not funny, but it's a big relief from being upset. So that's why I'm laughing. At least y'all can listen to the music, huh? Wish we'd had some more pleasant music for you to hear. But I'm delighted I made it. So and it's 8:37 now. And we got 20 minutes. Do you anybody have anything they want to talk about or bring to our attention? New.
The hottest thing going is that Kanye West and Urban Ivan
anti-Semitic.
Jews is claiming anti-Semitic, and it's dividing them up. It's dividing them up. Everybody choosing sides. I'm talking about African American. They separating our power and dividing us up. And it's amazing just to sit up and watch it.
Yeah, it is.
You know, how things
is
going.
Yeah, it is. And I'm just wondering, they let that money play an important part because Kanye West and the others, and then the Jews, their money too. So all of them is I think that's what they're placing their win over.
They're fighting.
Yeah.
They're standing up fighting. you know, I think Mayweather done got in there, and he done joined up with them, and they get some people standing up, you know, claiming that the brother didn't do nothing. You know, he didn't. I'm still kind of get a good understanding of it, you know.
Said the president didn't do nothing. He said president? What did you say didn't do anything?
Urban West, not Urban West, but the basketball player. I can't think of his name.
Basketball player. Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about, yeah, because it all started about him. Really. What do you think about your brother, Brother Muhammad?
Well, really, I haven't been paying too much attention to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, the same old game of divide and conquer, you know.
Divide and conquer.
Yeah, so they
exactly.
And the unity don't have no strength because they keep breaking up in pieces, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I haven't been following too much. No.
Okay.
Yeah. They got Paul going in it, too.
Who's that?
Yeah, Farrakhan is standing up with, Mayweather and
basketball. The fighters. Mm-hmm.
And the rest of them, you know, but Barkley, O'Neal, Phil O'Neal, and some other one is going along with the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
They're going along with the Jew. They're supporting the Jew.
Ooh.
So you got to look at it and just check it out and find out where it's at and find out the right and wrong in it. But that's the biggest thing that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
As far as our people is concerned. We know the biggest thing going on is that image, but that's
right.
Going on too right now.
Yeah.
Salaam alaikum. You know, I'm doing the, you know, the Bible. And so that means I have to read some of these verses, and they have that in Old Testament and New Testament about their that wealth don't make them who they are. It speaks really high of that wealth and what that wealth would do to them when they're using that way. So they really break in a lot of and I said, well, they don't really read the Bible. They don't really read. So
right.
I said, what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna send them a calendar of the Bible. I am that calendar.
Yeah.
Because they don't really.
They're breaking the covenant.
Yeah. They breaking that. They breaking it.
Yeah.
They breaking it, and they don't really read it because if you read the Bible, they got some good in there. They just ain't. They not reading it.
They're not applying it.
They're not applying
yeah.
it. They're
yeah,
not
yeah,
applying
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
have some truth in there, like you know.
Yeah.
But they're not applying
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And it speaks of that.
Alhamdulillah. And the main thing is being able to hook up with what's going on today with the scripture.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's what we got to do.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We as Muslims that have the Holy Quran, Christian as Christian got the Bible,
mm-hmm.
and the Jew got the Torah. We got to be able to apply Allah's wisdom, and what Allah say
right.
to what's going on today, and that's what many Muslims don't know how to do that. I see, and as many Christians, they definitely don't know how to do it. The Imam taught us well. He taught us well. He showed us how to apply the Quran, and praise be to Allah, you know, some of us know how to do it, but a whole lot of us don't know how to do it because I think because Satan done divided us up, you know, we don't apply it, you know. So mm-hmm. the problem is that we got to study our book. We got to know exactly what's going on, and we got to be able to pinpoint it right there in the Quran. Mm-hmm. And use the Quran. Quran is the book that is the solution. It got the solution to the problem. As a matter of fact, all problems, because the Quran got the solution.
Right.
We have to learn how to use it.
That's true.
That's what time is.
Yeah, you got to learn to connect it. Yeah, keep it together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah.
You know,
rather than just
reciting and memorizing and regurgitating, you know, we got to actually use it. We got to actually make it work.
That's true. Yeah. So we're probably trying to strategize. We got to start have a beginning, a middle, and an ending.
I'm doing a lot.
We got to have it all put together there.
I think if we start doing it, you're going to have many of us going to get it down, and we're going to learn from each other.
Yes, please.
We're going to learn from each other. We're ready.
Yeah, we are. Definitely, we are ready. We just got to know what we're ready for and how to go
about it. Right. We got to use it and trust it. We got to put our faith in it and trust the Quran. Trust Allah.
Right. It's true.
You know,
it's our daily living guide. That's our daily living.
I'm doing a lot.
It's where you separate the wheat from the chaff.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Hold on. Let me get what's in the book. What's going on? I don't know how that goes. That's a lot. We got some small ones among us. We just have to start using our knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to them. Whoever learns it, we got to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, wait, I just knocked it off. I found a whole
almost like three or four paragraphs that would try to start like from the beginning of this particular confrontation with the two of them, the Jews and the Kanye West. And it reads, it says, the rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, cast a bright spotlight on the age-old problem of antisemitism in recent weeks, with his offensive remarks inspiring other demonstrations of hate and stoking fears among the Jewish community. Ye's promotion of antisemitic tropes and conspiracy theories did bring about some condemnation and consequences, dropped business partnerships, blocked social media accounts, and pending legal actions have made headlines for days. But his words also sparked action. Last month, a group hung banners over a Los Angeles freeway with anti-Semitic messages, including Kanye is right about the Jews. The Holocaust Museum, L.A., was flooded with hateful and threatening messages after inviting Gage for a tour, which he declined. There's always been threats. There's always been anti-Semitism.
But it feels like an epidemic right now, says Beth King, CEO of the Holocaust Museum, L.A. At the spread of hate and lies is just happening at a lightning speed, and Kanye really opened the floodgates a couple of weeks ago with his comments. The problem is much bigger than the one public figure, regardless of their reach. Ye has twice as many Twitter followers as there are Jews on Earth. Oh, my goodness. The museum knows anti-Semitic incidents have hit an all-time high in the U.S., and anti-Semitic rhetoric is increasingly pervasive in many areas of politics and public discourse. In October, former President Donald Trump and Jews in the U.S. needed to get their act together and show more appreciation for Israel before it is too late. Last week, the Brooklyn Nets temporarily suspended Kyrie Irving for his repeated failure to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs on the same day that the FBI said it had received credible information about a broad threat to the synagogue in New Jersey. Deborah Lipstadt, the U.S. Special Envoy to Monitor and Combat Antisemitism, says the longest or oldest hatred is being normalized anew, making people think it's okay to do or say certain things. It's both physical dangers. We just commemorated the anniversary of the Tree of Life Synagogue shooting, where people were murdered just for going to the synagogues, she says. It's also little kids learning that instead of being Jewish, being a source of joy is something that can bring you bodily harm. NPR's Morning Edition spoke with several Jewish leaders about the impact that rising antisemitism is having on their community and how they are working to combat it. They say education and allyship, I think, go a long way toward identifying and responding to hate, and are hoping more people take note to this time around. In tough times, Jews seek community, even with risk. Rabbi Eliana Fischel is an associate rabbi at Washington Hebrew Congregation, a large Reform synagogue in Washington, D.C. She said many congregants are grappling personally with a national increase of anti-Semitism, even if they haven't faced harassment themselves. Oh, my goodness. This is a long listing of information here, and it's on your phone. You want to pull it up. The Kanye West in the Jewish confrontation.
It's the hottest, I'm telling you. It's the hottest thing that's going right now.
It sure is.
And I think that we as Muslims have the solution. We got the Quran, and we should study what's going on and offer, you know, offer some type of assistance in that problem.
What God said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We want to give them. We want to give them what God said.
That's all
you know. That's all we can do. You know.
Yeah, that's all we can do. But then too, you have to know when it's time for you to step in. And really with the Jews, you know, they're so secret to certain ways, you're going to probably have to ask them if they would like to have or like you to share your opinion, you know, especially us being Muslim and them being Jews. You know, I think we would have to find out from them if they want our assistance or if they would like to have our input as Muslims.
It's not a situation like that.
If you're talking about stepping in trying to offer them some help, because they are the ones who are being the villain or the victim, And if you're talking about stepping in and trying to help them, because we do have the answer, yes, there's no doubt about that. Coming from the Quran point of view, we do have the answer. But you can't just barge into somebody else's confrontation between two people and offer your assistance if you're not asked,
you're gonna have to just check it out a little bit more and just find out what's going on it's gonna be hard for me to try to bring you up to date. You know, but they looking, you know, it's on both sides. It's no situation where somebody asking for somebody help. They can turn down some help.
But then you ask permission from both of them then. Would you like to hear something like a media or a way to help solve the situation between the two? You know, between the two different ones, Kanye West is an African-American and the Jews is the Hebrews, you know, and their confrontation and what it consists of. And Cartel, would you like to hear an opinion from the Islamic community? Asking both of them, since it involves both of them.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, that's the way I would look at it, because if you, I mean, we can volunteer our opinion coming from the Quran and the Islamic point of view, but then they'll say, well, who asked you? This is not even between you. The Muslims, you know, and the Jews, and Kanye West and their Hollywood lives and all this stuff, and got a little money, which both of them are.
It's so involved. I don't really know how to bring it up to date. It's just a matter of doing a little research and getting to the point of it and the fact of it, you know, and then I'm pretty sure law would show anybody, you know, how they can apply it, you know, how they can apply the Quran,
right.
Bible, or whatever, you know, just a person.
Scripture. This is already written in their scripture.
Right.
Already there.
The Ten Commandments. It's definitely in the commandments. Ten Commandments.
Then they have that part in Proverbs.
So
what part of Ten Commandments then would you advise for them to pay strict attention to in order to solve their problem? What part of the commandments?
Huh? Actually, you can start at number one. The first Ten Commandments.
Okay, what's that?
You get the first Ten Commandments, though. Come on.
First Ten Commandments. That's
to have no other God. That's to have no other God but be.
I didn't want to quote it right. So.
Huh?
Yeah, that's it. I didn't want to quote it exactly the way, because we got to use what the law says, you know, dealing with them. You got one of those? Oh, wait, she's getting one now. In other words, the Quran was saying that you got to use for the law. You got to use for the law. Say we can't add what we got to it.
Yeah, they have the commandments.
But you mentioned the Ten Commandments. And if you mentioned the Ten Commandments, then you got to know what the first one is of the Ten Commandments. As you said, Ten Commandments.
I tell them like it. The first commandment is thou shalt have no other gods before me.
That's right. That's what I said. But I just said,
the second commandment is thou shalt not worship any graven image.
That's right.
The third commandment that Moses brought is thou shalt not take God's name in vain.
And
the fourth commandment is remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Fifth commandment is honor thy father and thy mother.
The
sixth commandment is thou shalt not kill. Seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal.
Mm-hmm.
The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then. I think that's covering it too, right there. Number nine.
Yeah, the covenant.
And
right.
The commandment is thou shalt not covet.
Look at Proverbs, they have other commandments.
But this is the only thing Quran is saying that they own book address a whole lot of things that they can use, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And you definitely know that the Quran can address a whole lot of things that they doing.
And tell Judah about it, the Quran as well as their Ten Commandments, they sort of coincide or they carry, you know, like the same wording, you know, maybe just turned around a little bit different, you know?
Yeah,
but
the truth in the Bible is almost the same as it's just worded different.
Exactly.
Is that what
words rearranged? That's right. Words rearranged. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
and then maybe a different order. But mean the same. Mean the same thing.
That is a weighty subject
because it also goes back to the children, because the children also will have, that's the first thing just about the day you read and learn in the Sunday school, the Ten Commandments.
Yes, ma'am.
When they're in Christianity and Sunday school, when they go to church, you know, in Sunday school, they teach them the Ten
Commandments. Now, ask a child about the Ten Commandments. They'll know, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, but then after that, they stop.
Because those they have to come also like any other thing. Knowledge comes by degrees, and trying to teach it to the beginners, like a preschooler or a pre-K or kindergartner, the Ten Commandments all at one time is not going to work. So maybe they'll learn a few of them while they're in pre-K or kindergarten. Then they'll learn a couple or three more when they get into the first grade or something like that. But Sunday school would help teach them all, you know, as they elevate. Learn more.
What I'm saying, Daya, they're not teaching them that anymore. Ask the one that's older. Even I asked the one that was older, they didn't know. All they know is thou should not kill and thou should not steal.
Are you kidding? That means Christianity must have shrunk. Christianity must be getting out of its old habits and bringing it on up to modern times and what the real meaning is.
Sure. They don't teach the Ten Commandments in the church. They don't teach it no more because I asked. And they don't, you know, every time the preacher to get up there, they always bring in, some kind of way they'll bring the Ten Commandments before that money's over. They will say it. They don't teach it no more. They don't teach against homosexuality. They don't teach against lying and stealing. They don't teach, I don't know what they teach, but I know they teach against that because I asked somebody. But they teach Easter and Christmas though.
Yeah, well, I know they don't teach anything about homosexuality. I know they don't teach nothing about that, as far as coming from a spiritual point of view or
getting ready to shut down.
Natural learning. Yeah, it's like man open. Well, we did a little bit of something, huh? Something to carry over and say that we did cover something. And that's good. That's good, alhamdulillah. I apologize. I don't be on my computer that much anymore. And I just didn't pay attention to the time run out for my for my Maccabee
And then they sent me another notice saying your available memory is low. Available memory below 30% could be impacting your PC's speed and performance.
But Mr. Dai, I just want to say one question. The question was asked is, why are they not attacking the one that did the movie?
The movie of the basketball player?
Yeah, produced the movie. Yeah, the one that he elaborated on, you know, gave his comment on because he watched this movie.
She don't know nothing about it.
Oh, what you mean she don't know nothing about?
She don't know anything about the movie. That's why I was telling her.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. No. So that's what it was about, and they were saying because he elaborated on, gave a comment on it, and they said, well, why is they not getting on the one that wrote the movie? Because I think the Jew wrote the movie himself.
He's the one that wrote, another Jew wrote the movie. Is that right? Now, what's the name of that movie you're talking about? I'm going to write it down. What's the name of the movie you're talking about?
Because
I don't know about no movie.
I'm going to go on almost every news and on YouTube and all that other stuff. So we can just go and get the facts together. And have things like that ready when we talk again.
You say it's on YouTube. What's the name of the movie?
What's the title? That's what I'm saying. We got to get all that information together.
You got to get it together.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll find out then. I'll try to find out myself so I can go on the movie and look at it. The movie myself and find out what it's about, like Imam W.D. Muhammad used to do, like he did when he'd go and check the movie out, yeah, and then come back and expound on it. I want to know what it's about.
There we go. That's what I'm saying. So if we do that, then we can talk about it intelligently.
Yeah, what's the name of the movie?
That's what I was just trying to say. I'll just have to look it up. I'm on YouTube and research.
I don't know the name of the movie.
They don't even say.
I don't know the name of the movie. I got to get to find out exactly what the brothers did.
Hope you know it.
That they object to it. Now, my son knows everything by detail.
Yeah,
Tyree knows it by detail.
Zach Tyree.
Yeah.
Okay.
He knows about detail.
That's a movie, brother.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll find out. Right then. That's worth knowing because it never even really fazed me about the movie and nothing like that because I just guess I was just waiting until I heard some more about it or just how they were going to go.
You're getting more into it now.
Yeah.
You want me to close up in prayer?
That'll be good. Thank you.
Yes. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray.
Amen. Thank you all for being patient. You practice your patience, praise perseverance, didn't you? Well, you just hold on. Just held on for Daya to come on. Now, I'm going to see if this sister's going to be interested enough to come on, even if it's going to be 15 minutes she's talking. She's going to come on here. I know she's going to come. She got to come.
we put the, Allah said put the best construction on it.
That's right. The best construction. To wait for me, like I would do the same for you, for y'all to see just how far we were going to get with this. Got to get something out of it. Got to get something out of this program. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate you. I really do. Okay. And y'all be safe. Y'all be safe. We got to see Terry back on Tuesday.
See y'all tomorrow.
Inshallah. As-salamu alaykum. This is Sharifa.
Well,